America weekend.
How long were you on the train?
A couple of days.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the multi-Oscar-nominated Lion.
I honestly haven't known what to make of the hit art film Lion ever since first watching it. After all, I'm not made of stone, and I do have a heart. Lion's emotional finale certainly promotes tears. However, couldn't first-time director Garth Davis and screenwriter Luke Davies figured out something more interesting for Lion's slog of a second half? Honestly, the last hour plays like a commercial for Google Maps. And let's not fall into the based-on-a-true-story trap that excuses everything with the claim of, but it really happened. Stories based on nonfiction are often riddled with untruths and inconsistencies. Maybe Lion isn't, I don't know. But what I do know is that after a fine start that finds little lost boy Saru wandering the streets of India after straying from his big brother following a train ride far from home, we end up in the muddled latter portion with all the big movie stars. Dev Patel is actually fine as the now grown-up Saru, but I'm still pondering what Nicole Kidman was trying to convey with her off-key performance, and the usually excellent Rooney Mara is wasted in a typical girlfriend role. In other words, I love and admire the tale of this odyssey, but I hate its cinematic execution. I'll call that a C-plus at best. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to visit Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com and enjoy. And as always, Mark will be back next week. All right, the Apple Store. We've all been there. It's this forbidding, foreboding thing in your local mall. And it looks like no other store when you glance in from the outside. It's wide open. It's just a bunch of tables and scores of people and workers dressed in the same color t-shirts. And it's this weird fluorescent lighting and it's always crowded and it's just very scary. In my mall, the Apple Store closed. No, and they didn't go away. They expanded into another part of the mall. They took over three stores, and now we have a gargantuan mega Apple Store in our local mall. And it doesn't have the regular entrance. You know, when you go into any store in the mall, you're simply just like walking into a garage. It's an open space. In this Apple Store, since it's so large, they created these almost translucent walls that you have to walk in between to get into the Apple Store. Once you're in the store, the entire ceiling is one giant light fixture, 70 by 120, and it's an orb of glowing light above you at all times. So if you hate fluorescent lighting, oh, you're going to love this. They have even more iPads and iPhones on display for you to look at and try out. But don't dare ask to speak to that person over there, that big hairy guy in the red t-shirt, because you better get online first and register before you get to ask anybody anything anytime. And why is there always a queue to get into the Apple Store? You feel like you're out in front of the hot nightclub and you hope to be chosen by the bouncer and allowed in. These people, I want more Apple products. I need more Apple products. I still have 2 years left on my iPhone lease, but I don't care. I'll pay an extra $900 to get out of it because I have to have the newest of the new and the best of the best. So I go in there with my son the other day because he's decided he wants to move up to an iPhone. He's got a tiny itty-bitty little Android, and so he wants to go and join the Apple race. So we're walking around, and they have literally in this new mega gargantuan Apple store in my mall, 47 phones that are set up for you to try. And they all look just like any other phone. Okay, it's the white one, and it's the brushed gold look. That's the new thing. And there's a couple of red ones, and they're all just standing there for you to play with. So he's trying one out, and he's trying another out. We're not going to get this for a while yet. And so I went to ask the guy a simple question. What's the difference between this phone and that phone? Have you signed in, sir? Signed in? No. I just walked in. I just want to ask you a quick question. I can't do that, sir. Why? You need to be registered. I can't ask you one question. What is the difference between this phone and that phone? No. You'll have to go over there and register. And so there I look, and there are these like nine people standing outside the store in a little queue with a velvet rope, looking in wistfully. I want to be in there. I want to buy these products. I need to enhance my Apple life. And they still have the Apple Watch on display. Do you know anyone with the Apple Watch? Wasn't the Apple Watch summarily dismissed by the American people? Sorry, the worldwide people, because we are a bunch of globalists now, you know. They're still trying to sell this thing. It's Starbucks has a certain feel to it when you go in, does it not? You feel as if you're joining a society to simply go in and order a cup of coffee. The Apple Store has a similar feel. You are joining up. You are reaching out and making this lifelong commitment with this company. You feel like you're joining up with Jim Jones and it's 1978 and you're going off to Jonestown and you don't know about the Kool-Aid being served for dessert that night. And it's this commitment that's just a little standoffish. I don't want any part of it. I'm an Android person. I'm a proud Android person. I go to my local Sprint store and I simply just get my upgrade whenever I'm due for one and I get the next Android thing, Galaxy this and Galaxy that or whatever. I'm losing my son to the Apple people. They are taking him away and I may never, ever see him again. I'm Ed Kalenge and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. So, we've watched television's The Last Man on Earth. Of course, that led us to wonder what life would be like for the last biker on Earth. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute, stranded all alone on a deserted island, the last biker on Earth. In the middle of this meager existence, you spot a speck on the horizon, which grows larger, turning out to be a boat captained by a lone, beautiful woman who provides smokes and whiskey, then peeling off what little clothing the girl has on, asks, "How long has it been since you had some real fun?" You pause for a moment and then yell, "Oh my God, did you bring a motorcycle?"
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker is named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a two-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is Lavon Kirkland now? Lavon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, Lavon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz design, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for Lavon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.